The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and weird and sordid bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook. Again, lots of interaction going on. Thank you for the new friends that I have this week. I think we have about 3,700 new friends this week on Facebook between the two pages. Again, we appreciate you very much. Keep the interaction going, friends. This is how you do it. We're stirring it up to bring about revolution and the righteous way, not the unrighteous way. And how are we doing that? We're simply going back to our founding documents. We've just taken a broom, sweeping off the top of those documents and putting our feet back upon the rock. The two pillars, as George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Religion and morality, Christianity and morality, hand in glove from the same source. His name is Jesus Christ. Do check out these two different websites on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites over there as well. One fan page, one personal, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account. Chase is actually the producer of the show here. He's actually kicking that Twitter account up. He's spending some time over there getting some followers. We appreciate that. Again, keep up the interaction, folks. This is awesome. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to thank a new affiliate that we have, KCTR in Terriel. That's Terriel, Texas. We just wanted to say thank you very much for picking us up. Thank you for entrusting us. And again, we will add you to our affiliation list. And again, we just high-five you and thank you for our efforts. Obviously, you understand in Terriel, Texas, that together we can do this and together we will do this in Jesus' name. Phone lines are accessible again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, turning talk radio into do radio. As you know, we just got back from Arizona, California, and Georgia this last week. We're looking to go back out into Georgia, maybe Virginia, in the next couple weeks here to do an assembly program before the end of the year, school program, as well as some of these youth groups. They get a lot of the high school teenagers coming to them, and we don't want to forget the kids that are in the churches as well, because we know for the most part that they are forgiven. Quick fact.
Forgotten.
Less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church actually go to the kids. Listen one more time. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go to the next generation actually go into the youth of our country. Shame on America, namely the older generation who's living it up while they're forgetting about their kids. And again, friends, just giving you the facts. We're turning talk radio into do radio, deeds, not words. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. And as George Washington again rightly said, deeds, not words. And Jesus said, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth in 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. As we say every single day here on the Sons of Liberty. Now, we've kind of been going through and focusing a little bit on the wars of our history. First, we began with the Revolutionary War. Then we were jumped to the Civil War. I want to go to World War II as well. Now, World War II, for those of you who don't know, was the most destructive conflict in history. It cost more money, damaged more property, killed more people, and caused more far-reaching changes than any other war in history.
And don't think for one moment it was not contrived. What came out of World War II was none other than the United Nations, one world government, which, by the way, Woodrow Wilson tried to implement through the League of Nations during World War I, but he failed miserably.
The awful price that we are seeing here, the country with the largest number of World War II casualties was Russia, with over 21 million. For every 5 German soldiers who died in World War II, 4 of them died on the Eastern Front.
Kids, by the way.
I'm going to kids next. In fact, it's estimated that 1.5 million children died during the Holocaust. Approximately 1.2 million of them were Jewish, and tens of thousands were gypsies.
I wasn't thinking about just the Holocaust. I was thinking about the German soldiers as well.
Oh, or young
many
people.
Many of them were kids.
Yep, many young people. Also, 80% of Soviet males born in 1923 didn't survive World War II. So when you look at that, 80% of Soviet males born in 1923 didn't survive World War II.
You know what's interesting is if you look at the statistic and you look at the reality of Stalin's regime, his totalitarian regime, did you know that during war, if the Russian soldiers did not have ammunition for their weapon. Let me take it a step further. If they didn't have a weapon, they had to literally go into the camps of their enemy without a weapon to get a weapon so they could kill off the enemy. You want to talk about totalitarianism. You want to talk about a merciless government. There you have it. They would allow you to die in the process of getting a weapon that they themselves would not furnish you with. Some sick-minded individuals. So in many cases, there's probably the statistic right there. Many died just in the process of getting a weapon to fight off their enemy from the enemy.
Exactly. Now, between 1939 and 1945, the Allies dropped 3.4 million tons of bombs, which averaged to 27,700 tons per month. Now, this is something that's...
Okay, wait. Now, we're talking about World War II, right?
Correct.
Did you also know that during, before the bomb was dropped, the atomic bomb was dropped, they dropped leaflets 10 days in a row. Interestingly, they used the number 10, but they were dropping leaflets on the people before the atomic bomb was dropped on them. 10 days before the bomb was dropped, they were warning the people to get out of the area. So the people that died there in those particular situations or those particular cases, they themselves did not take heed to the warnings that the Americans were dropping on them.
Right.
Which doesn't justify the atomic bomb. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there was a lot of bombs used. I mean, if you're looking at just, you know, between 1939 and 1945, the Allies dropped 3.4 million tons of bombs, which averages to 27,700 tons per month. So just imagine if you're living in the area where these things are being dropped. Now, this is a sad note. Oh, we'll come back with this one sad note about concentration camps and those who were actually liberated didn't survive past a few weeks of their liberation.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, we're going to talk about honoring the office of the president by bringing forth impeachment. How does that work? I'm going to share that with you after the break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. We're being picked up by these affiliates across the country. And I don't know, maybe we're just not talking about the right things by giving facts. Is there a heartbeat out there? 1-866-233-0747. Haven't heard from it. Well, I was out of town last week, so we don't take phone calls. Right. So, you know, I kind of miss the callers. The callers make the show.
You know, and it's kind of like a history lesson. We've kind of been going through the Revolutionary War, and then we were going through the Civil War, and now we're at World War II. So it's kind of like you're just absorbing the information. It's like, okay, well, this is what's going on. This is what happened during these wars. A lot of this information, you'd be surprised many people don't know. Say, wow, this is kind of interesting. Now, this is a sad fact, but even after the Allies arrived, many concentration camp prisoners were beyond help. In Bergen-Belsen, for example, 13,000...
Bergen-Belsen,
that's right. Okay. There's some sort of accent there.
Belsen.
I don't know about B-E-L-S-E and Belsen. For example, 13,000 prisoners died after liberation. Nearly 2,500 of the 33,000 survivors of Dachau died within 6 weeks of liberation. And I actually went to Dachau. Yeah. So if you look at this, you say, wow, you think, well, they were liberated, but a lot of them were so far gone, the health-wise, that they didn't even survive.
Well, I do know that if you give them food after that length of, that time of starvation,
it can kill them. Yeah,
if they have too much
food and water at a time, that's right. I'll do two more. Out of the 40,000 men who served on U-boats during World War II, only 10,000 return. And finally, the Battle of the Bulge is the largest and deadliest battle for U.S. troops to date, with more than 80,000 American casualties. So when you go back and you look at we reiterate.
And if you want to know the
times,
bad boys in that particular battle, it was the 101st Airborne.
Amen.
Who stayed the ground. They drew the line in the sand and they were not moving.
That's
and they
right.
won the day. They took Foy. By the way, the war pivoted on that battle right there.
Exactly.
So that's how important
it was.
And
the 101st, they were those that were trained the hardest. They had to go to the lowest possible valley, but they literally reached the top mountain. When you look at Hitler's eagle's nest, it was the top peak
the
of the mountain. So they had to go through the hardest, most gruesome, battles, but they also reached the top of the mountain. So again, we're always reminded of the awful price of freedom. With our thankfulness for what we have to make sure that we live for what these men and women have died for.
We know that patriot in Webster's 1828 means to magnify. It means to magnify the law and magnify dying laws in which patriots actually suffered to give unto us. Theodore Roosevelt, again, love him or hate him, in his truth he blurted out, or I'm sorry, in his confusion he blurted out the truth. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official. save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. So let me tell you a true story here. I remember, because I have been exposing this administration since day one on my radio show for years, again concerning this criminal administration through and through. I once had a radio station manager, because I used to be a Salem Communications for 12 years. Now we're over at GCN, Genesis Communication Networks. But in the process of that, I had a radio station manager over there at Salem Communications who approached me because I was calling out this president's corruption on the air. He admitted that he knew that President Obama was un-American, reckless, ignorant, and dangerous, and even corrupt. And so I, of course, agreed with him because, first of all, I was the one that was proclaiming it from the housetops of the crimes of this administration against the Constitution of the United States, namely against the people, we the people. But this radio station manager went on to say he is still the president of the United States and we need to honor him and his office as such. I want you to just think about this, because this is some of the arguments that you may face on a daily basis in this country today, dealing with stupid, ignorant people. Again, this radio station manager went on to say, he is still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him and his office as such. Just think about that for a minute. As I went on, I said, honor him as such? I said, you have got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood. Which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office again swear to uphold. When America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price the veterans paid. I'll say it again, real slow. When America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price of the veterans that paid the price to give us the freedoms that we have. Remember, freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. So I am, in fact, honoring the office of the President of the United States when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds. I say so often, friends, government does not have a right to break the law. They don't. Don't ever forget that. I myself will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. Never, nada. It's not going to happen. And by the way, neither will anyone who is a true American patriot. But on the other hand, I will be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of our republic as put forth in our Constitution. And I want to show you the price really quick so you can understand, especially to those that have recently joined us. Did you know that World War I, did you know that there was 116,506 men and women that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have today? They magnify the oath in which they swore to uphold, the Constitution of the United States. If you go to World War II, you'll find that 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, so on and so forth. If you want to go over to the Federalist Papers, you can. During Korea's campaign, there was 38,574 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. And if you go over to Vietnam, you'll find that 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, regardless if you agree with the war or not. Now, I want to make a point there really quick, because we hear it almost every Tea Party that we go to. You get one of these guys that comes up to us and says, you know, Vietnam was unconstitutional. You know, Korea was unconstitutional. You know, Iraq and Afghanistan, it was unconstitutional. And I have to look at them and I'll say that's right. Now, who is Congress? Well, they'll say, well, the voice of we the people. I'll say that's exactly right. Now, did you stop Congress from voting in favor to send your boys and girls over there to fight unconstitutional wars? Well, no, it's you know, that's what they did. No. They is you. Because Congress represents you, we the people. So don't complain about Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan if they were sent in the first place, because if you didn't want them to go, you could have voted it down to make sure that they didn't go. Okay? So it's called taking responsibility, friends. If you look at Iraq, by the way, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. My dad was in Korea picking up body parts out of the water. My uncles were in World War II, and my grandpa was in World War I. So don't sit there and look at me like I don't have some skin in the game, because my family does. If you look at Iraq, there was 4,484 young men and women that are now buried 6 feet under the ground, ratifying the Constitution, magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic against foreign enemies. Now, let me ask you something. When I go over to Afghanistan and see that there's 8,000 to date that have fought, bled, and died, magnifying the Constitution of the United States of America, does the President of the United States of America have some special privilege to go ahead and step on this sacrifice? I'm asking you the question, friends. Does the president or any other representative in government have some special right to go ahead and trample the sacrifice which was given to give them, by the way, a privilege to be in office in the first place to serve we the people? See, so when you look at it, the president is only doing what the American people are allowing him to get away with. And what the American people are allowing him to get away with is the trampling of the blood of the sacrifice to give us the freedoms in which we now have today. So which one is honoring the office of the President of the United States? The one that stands up against his treason, or the one that stands down in his delusion and in his deceptive thinking? Is he the one that's actually honoring by saying nothing and allowing him to go on and trample more of the sacrifice? Folks, we went to had a World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, if the American people weren't allowed it. Matter of fact, even if you go back to World War II, where I believe there was honor in that war, which shows you it was the Lord's War, go over to Hosea 8, chapter 8, you'll see that there was the Lord's wars and man's wars. But when you go back even to World War II, you'll find that Roosevelt, the criminal himself, he had told the American people that the boys in this country would not put foot on foreign soil. I mean, how many times do we need to allow these representatives to continuously trample underfoot those that have paid the ultimate price to give them the opportunity to be in office in the first place? So if anything, seeing their sacrifice should show you that and what you should not tolerate in office, rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. So I'll come back and I'll finish this point right after this break. 1-866-233-07.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. 912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Abreast, friends, as to what's going on, stealth-like, under the radar. We always want to bring it out into the open for you that Obama seeks to confiscate all Apache helicopters from National Guard. He promises 10 to Egypt. So according to the reports, the Army National Guard is pushing back against a plan to send every one of its 192 Apache attack helicopters to the active duty Army. And some may think that this is no big deal. However, this is coming from an administration that loathes the military and wants to weaken America to the point that it cannot defend herself. Now, folks, again, I always like to bring about the correlation so you can understand what's going on in the spirit of things. God says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we've had over 57 million babies aborted, slaughtered, murdered, sanctioned by the Supreme Court and the government of the United States, which is contrary to God's commandment, number 6, thou shalt not kill. Now, what we're seeing is the Lord saying to his people, listen, if you don't want to keep my commandments, then no longer am I going to protect you. And friends, don't look at me or don't try to call me or email me and say, Bradley, God is not like that because God is love. Yes, I want you to understand something. God is love, but he's also our judge, first and foremost. And when we look at what a good judge does, he always leads his people through love to repentance. But if they will not be led to repentance, what he'll do is he'll begin to chastise them, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And you can see in stages as to where we're at today. But look at the correlation that God is saying to the church, God is saying to the American people, you allow babies in the womb to be slaughtered, and you expect me to actually protect you. Now, I'm going to pull away that protective mercy to begin to show you what those babies may feel like. That you might begin to understand that you're going to reap what you sow because I am not mocked. That I am a judge and that I am righteous in all that I do. And that I will not at all acquit iniquity in any sense of the word. I mean, we have an administration now that is blatantly telling the American people he wants to transform the United States of America. And over the last 5 and 6 years, the American people have sat back in the 312 million ratio, and they have allowed it to go on as long as the football games and the basketball games and the hockey games and the boxing matches are not taken away. Hey, listen, we'll be entertained. We'll be entertained until we see action. And I'm telling you what, friends, on the road we're on right now, you're going to see some action sooner or later, because it's going beyond the things of the spirit into the realm of the natural. And this is exactly what's going on when you have an administration seeking to confiscate Apache attack helicopters from the National Guard. That means taking away your helicopters that protect your local areas, friends. Now, I want to tell you, too, the trade would replace the Guard's attack helicopters with 111 UH-60s Black Hawks, basically transport and utility helicopters. So they're not military helicopters in the sense of attacking. Now that they're just utility helicopters. Now, folks, this trade comes amid claims that there are deep budget cuts, according to Obama's own ideologies. And make no mistake that it's an attack on the Second Amendment. And also keep in mind, friends, if you bring about the correlation, by the way, all 50 governors throughout our union are actually writing to the president and saying, what are you doing here? Well, friends, what does it take for you to finally figure out what he is doing? The opposite of what he claims he's doing. This administration has been attacking every facet of who we are as a people over the last 5 and 6 years. And so now we see him going after our defense methods, and namely our military, our local military through the National Guard, by dropping our means to defend ourselves on an aggressive offensive manner, only to give us utility helicopters. So again, friends, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to wake up. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. The only thing I can do is continuously blow the trumpet, and I do it without fail. I do, and I share with you on a daily basis as to what I think is the most important. I usually try to pick the hottest topic, not because I want to just pick the hottest topic, but I want you to understand how far and how close this is actually hitting home right now. We need to stand up, and we need to keep the commandments of a living God and do, because of his mercy. Here's another mercy of God bestowed upon the people to tell you what this criminal administration is doing. And he's saying, okay, now you know what they're doing. You need to put a stop to it. You can't sit back and allow them to rule the roost as a bunch of tyrants, because they will not be ruled by God. God is saying, no, it's better to obey me than it is to obey tyrants. And it's time to wake up and act, friends. It is now, not tomorrow, not the next week. No, friends, today. Because again, the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Yeah, and if you look at it, just some more information about the Apache, which began service in 1986. It's armed with a 30-millimeter chain gun, which has 1,200 rounds of ammo, Hellfire anti-tank missiles, and 7 general-purpose 70-millimeter rockets. So in short, it's capable of fending off an enemy, foreign or domestic.
Well, that's why they want to get rid of the AK.
Exactly.
That's why they want to get rid of the AR-15. This is why they want automatic weapons, because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. That's why, for the most part, shotguns are okay, because you can't unload on your enemy.
Absolutely not. And like you said, it's taking down the means to defend ourselves, our national security. Well, what happens when there's a disaster, whatever? You call in the National Guard. And when you're talking about replacing them, you know, with what they're talking about, those are just for transportation and things, as you mentioned before. So when we look at what is the quote-unquote government always trying to take away, like you said, our means of defense.
Corrupting
our
government,
means
yes.
To defend ourselves.
Yes.
So, and like you said, it's not like this is something that's done out in the dark that no one knows. It's in the light of day, folks. So because we know what's going on, we're accountable for what we know, and we're we should act accordingly with what we see. I mean, it seems like with every new atrocity or every new lie that's being told, you think, okay, the American people have to wake up on account of this. Or, they'll wake up on account of this for sure.
You'd think so.
And it's like, oh, no, well, this, it's got to be this. It's going to wake them up. And what we see is a lot of apathy. And like you said,
well, you can counter this by being obedient. It's really that simple. And it's not hard to obey him that you love, friends. It was William Wilberforce, the English abolitionist, who said, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you didn't know. And that's exactly right, friends. And so here we are again. And friends, I can sit on the radio all day and tell you about all the bad things going on, but it does me no good to tell you what's wrong until I get people that are willing to stand up and right the wrongs.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing hints of it, you know, with the recent attempt to seizure of the Bundy family ranch in Nevada by more than 200 armed federal officers, including many snipers and so on. So we can see that the Obama administration is not afraid to use force against the American people.
Yeah, to pay a bill.
It should be
to pay a bill, friends.
It should be
collect their debts.
Exactly. Yeah. It should be a huge red flag to us to say, whoa, and what happened? We saw the great response of the people in that situation. But we need to know, like, you know, the quote again, where the government fears the people, you know, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. It's we the people. The responsibility lies on our shoulders.
That's right. Another point I can make real quick before we get to what I want to get to, what we were talking about yesterday, namely blaming God for the evils in the world is like blaming the suns for darkness. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. But it's also interesting to note that we give a pass to the Pelosi's, to the Reid's, to the Hillary Clinton's, to the crimes committed against the people, against the people from these criminals in government, and we know who the criminals are, and we know that they're playing the minions and the ventriloquists for those that are actually pulling the strings behind the scenes. We know this is a fact, friends, special interest groups, so on and so forth. But, you know, when you think about, let's go to Pelosi really quick, and then let me go ahead and bring forth a strong contrast concerning our forefathers. When you looked at Nancy Pelosi, friends, who doesn't even know the Bill of Rights, she knows nothing of the Constitution, she's just doing what she's told, and everybody knows this, yet she's still there. And when you go back to, let's say, Obamacare, and do you remember when she said, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it? I mean, can you...
The stupidity.
Folks, that's beyond derelict of duty. That's beyond stupidity.
Yeah, it is.
That's criminal, mm-hmm. is what it is, friends. Let's contrast that with what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. And this is what he said during the revolutionary times, during the establishment of the United States of America. And by the way, he was also the fourth president of the United States. He said, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent or incoherent that they cannot be understood.
Exactly.
So our forefathers are telling you right off the bat that these people are actually creating laws so great in number that you'll never take the time to actually go through them. By the way, they're not laws, they're policies. If you want to do away with man's 10,000 policies, go ahead and obey God's 10 commandments. It's really that simple. Because, folks, we're not looking for anything new. We're looking to go back for the old. And the only thing we have to do is take the broom of obligation and duty to our Creator and to our people, and simply sweep off the top of the Constitution and sweep away these criminals right into prison where they belong. Mm-hmm. But what we see is exactly what he said is so right. It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read. Isn't that how they made the Patriot Act? Of course. Isn't that the code for the IRS? Exactly. Isn't this Obamacare? Exactly. They know what they're doing because they know that you're not going to take the time to right the wrongs. This isn't by accident. Don't you remember, friends, what Teddy Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, anything that happens in politics, he said, it's first plan.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Is it Los Angeles or Los Angeles?
Gosh,
it's more proper.
Know.
You know, it's kind of like a voluminous or voluminous. You know, is there a little Latin
what,
in there?
It depends on what like part of the country.
Okay.
You're, like,
it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so
voluminous.
Voluminous. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's kind of sloppy English.
Voluminous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just about voluminous.
That they
voluminous.
Cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. James Madison, the fourth president of the United
States. That's a great point. The point that you brought up is the same one that I was going to bring up because, you know, when you hold a pocket constitution in your hands, it's a very simple book, very thin, nothing. Intimidating about reading it, right?
Yeah.
But then when you hold up, for example, let's just take the healthcare law, okay? And I remember watching this where Michelle Bachmann had, you know,
yep.
You know the stack of how it was
ridiculous.
Literally like 3 feet high, how high that thing was, 2-3 feet high.
Yeah.
And when you look, so if I lay the Constitution, the pocket Constitution, you know, on the table, and then I just one law, just the healthcare law, and all the paper, it'd be about 2-3 feet high.
Yeah.
And you compare that with the simplicity of the Constitution,
oh,
easy to understand,
yep.
But now we've got all this documentation.
Complicated.
Oh, no one reads it because, I mean, who can understand? Oh, people think, I'm just a simple person. How can I understand all that? See, the Constitution and the Bible and the Ten Commandments, they're just too simple
well,
for these people.
What did James Madison say about philosophy? It's big words with common sense meaning.
Exactly, right. But everything should be common sense, and our law should be as such that we can common sensely if that's a word.
Oh, look at that. Common sensely.
That's my new word of the day.
Mrs. Voluminous.
Common sensely. But the point is the simplicity of what our founders gave us.
It's purposed.
Exactly.
It's purposed. So you ask anybody about the IRS tax code, they'll say nobody knows the code. There isn't a code. It's there to
hit
you.
And they can make it whatever they want it to be. If they say, hey, listen, we don't like this guy. He's standing too strong. Let's do an IRS investigation.
By the way, friends, that's called oppression. Mm-hmm. That's oppressive totalitarian means right there, because there is no absolute. There is no reason. Folks, it's just like numbers not having absolute equation or answer or resolve. Baloney. Yeah. There's always absolute, and absolute brings absolute peace and resolve, and resolve is what America needs. And I say what we need concerning about everything that we've talked about thus far is justice. We do need justice, and the American people can demand it. And folks, you need to remember that you are the laws of this republic as long as you are. And you can't, in part, obey God and act as if you're the law. Listen, you're just as wrong as the next guy. If he's wrong and he's violating the law that God gave, and you're violating a law that God gave, and just because you don't like it, you can't say, hey, we have to deal with that because he doesn't agree with me. No, you're both wrong. God is always right. Don't hold the truth and unrighteousness, friends, and act like you know what the deal is. No, it's like the all these parties that we have out there and all the differences in what they believe versus what they don't believe. We have one constitution, friends, and that's what we need to get back to. For the sake of time, let's go to the next point. Yesterday we talked about, I love this train of thought, blaming God for the evils that are in the world is like blaming the sun for darkness. We didn't get to finish that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. Blaming God for the evils that are in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. Now, I got a bunch of responses. Most of them were good. Most of them had thought through what was actually being said. And they thought, well, I've never heard it said like that before. That is right on. Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. Well, it's true. God is condemned. God is blamed for the evils which are in the world. You know, you've heard before, we're supposed to coexist. That will never happen, friends. Why? Because God said, when you let other gods within the gate, Judges 5:8, what's going to happen? There's going to be war within the gate. They have it completely backwards because they're so carnal, they don't understand the things of the Spirit of God. And in saying that, friends, again, what we do is we stand back and God is blamed for this and God is blamed for that and he's blamed for this and the other thing, and where is God? You know, the question is, well, what did he bring you into the world for?
Mm-hmm.
He brought you, the church, to bring forth the answers that he desires to answer, but he needs a vessel in to which he needs to get the job done. He didn't create man to be independent of man. He created man to work with man. And that's what we got to get back to. But for saying that, to say this, the responses overall were great. One lady said, concerning this quote, listen, blaming God for the evils that are in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. Listen to what she said. Her name was Erin. This is one of the responses that we got on Bradley Dean on Facebook and on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Her name was Erin. She said, if God not had made us with free will, we would all simply be robots. What good is a forced love or a forced obedience? Did you hear what she said?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was talking about free will. But what I want to say, friends, is you can call it free will, Aaron, but I want you to keep in mind that it means the choices are ours as well as the consequences. Deuteronomy 30:19.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that there's a consequence for every choice that you make.
I have to say,
and the last thing you want to be doing is blaming your creator for evil when he is the one that established nothing but good. One more point. Forced obedience? Wait, if I don't, then this is the consequence? Wait a second. God answered that dilemma too on the behalf of fallen man, didn't he? Because God is love. God gave law. He shows you that he violated his law. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. He loved you so much that he showed you your state before a just and a holy God. He showed you how much of a sinner you were. And then you know what he did to answer that dilemma of your fallen state? He sent his son to be the propitiation for the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at Christ crucified and knowing that he bled Calvary to die for my transgressions that put his son up on the cross, how is there a forced obedience? Let me go to the natural. When I see a man coming back in a coffin, a young man that just basically forfeited everything that he had because of his love for his country and his people. And he goes overseas and he dies magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. Is that a forced obedience to look at his family and his children and say, oh my gosh, that man sacrificed his family and his children. All of that was done for me in this country so we can maintain our liberties. Is that a forced obedience? Now, friends, go back to the things of the Spirit. Is it a forced obedience to love a God that did everything for us from A to Z? And it was Jesus that said on the cross of Jesus Christ, he said, it is finished. I'm sorry, the cross on Golgotha. It is finished. He did everything. He provided everything. Wouldn't it be out of gratitude to walk in the ways of holiness and to serve his son and to believe on his son in whom he sent? Of course it would be. And is there forced obedience anywhere in that? Absolutely not. Why? Let's put it into perspective. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, friends, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't see forced obedience in that anywhere. I see a whole lot of gratitude and thankfulness to say, Lord, I see what you've done for me through your son, Jesus Christ. Well, I was the one that offended you. Whoa, what a loving God. I'm going to live unto him who died for us.
And even after man's rebellion towards God, it goes all the way back to the garden. The Lord said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He gave him a command, right? So what did man do? Man disobeyed. God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, and all of a sudden after their disobedience, they said, well, you know, Lord, we were naked. And the Lord said, well, who told you you were naked? Because they disobeyed. So first of all, man made the choice to separate himself from God through his own sin.
Yep, and then he goes on to blame God. Adam blamed God for the wife that he gave him.
That's right. So
he didn't take responsibility nowhere.
No, so after they sin in the garden, after they blame, you know, the wife that you gave me, blah, 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 and even after all of man's sin and transgression, after the Lord created them and gave them everything, even after all that, Christ still sent his son on the behalf because he loved his people so much. So,
but people act like, well, God loves me so much. Yes, he does. Friends, let me tell you something, and I love you to tell you scriptural truth. He'll love you all the way to hell too. Is that his desire? No, he doesn't desire that any man should perish, but they should come to the everlasting knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. So the choice is yours. And people need to think before they say stupid things, friends. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's really true. People say some ignorant, unlearned things so often, especially when it comes to the things of God. It's like, think that one through. That wouldn't even happen in the natural. You know what? Your daddy can be a judge, but if you break the law and that daddy of yours is a good judge in the natural, he's still going to enforce the laws. And there's going to be consequences for your laws committed, right? Well, daddy, you love me. I know the dad's going to look at him and say, I love you so much that you're going to understand the crime that you just committed because there is a consequence and you're going to pay the piper by going to the penitentiary, which brings forth the word penitence.
I've got a great analogy. There was a young boy and he was out there and what he was doing was he was playing by a river and he fell in. This man heard him screaming, and so he came and he rescued the boy out of the river, and he was safe. Well, this boy had kind of a troubled life, a troubled teenager, and one day he stood in front of a judge for his crimes. And when he stood in front of the judge, he recognized that same exact man that had once saved him from drowning in the river a few years earlier. And that man looked at him and he said, that day I was your savior, today I am your judge. He had a pronounced judgment upon that man's crimes because of the fact that he was a good judge. There's two different capacities, but the Lord is both. And for those of you who want to support what we're doing, you see us out here on the road, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, or become a son or daughter of Liberty today and support what we're doing on a daily basis.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you 23 live out of Los Angeles, California. See ya.